All right, cycling, plenty going on in the hills and valleys of France at the moment, that is for sure. Tour de France, let's catch up with our cycling expert, Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargreaves Bell in Bendigo. Good morning to you, Noel. How are you?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, all good.
Terrific. Now, tour goes on. Pogacar leading. He would have to be the red-hot fave, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he will be. He is the red-hot favourite. He got his lead narrowed a little bit overnight, a guy called Leonard Kamnar. He nearly won a stage the other day. He was narrowly beaten by Pogacar in a stage 2 days ago. He slipped up into second place now in the tour, which is a bit of a surprise. But no, Pogacar's ticking away there really well. He lost one of his good workers overnight, a young Kiwi guy called George Bennett, a really hard worker. He got put out with COVID. So they're one down now, the UAE team, which is Pogacar's team. But he's looking good to win it. Like, I don't think anyone can challenge him.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Robbo, with Wout van Aert. Boy, how is he riding well? That's incredible. He's had 2 wins and 3 seconds, and I think a third out of the 10 stages they've had. He's leading the green jersey by a country mile. But my only concern is the Jumbo-Visma team have still got a big chance to win the Tour de France with Jonas Vingegaard and maybe Primoz Roglic. They're both third and 10th, I think.
Yeah.
And by the Jumbo-Visma team putting all their energy into supporting Wout in the green jersey, that they can't do everything.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt their yellow jersey aspirations. But I suppose maybe they've realised, they thought, oh, well, Tadej Pogacar's won 2 in a row. He's pretty damn good. He'll probably win this year. We'll get a certainty with the green jersey and maybe with the yellow jersey. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I think it would. But, very interesting indeed. And no Aussies really doing anything of note after Simon's stage win a little earlier.
Yeah, no, nothing since then. Simon Clark, magnificent win. No, Jack Hague's gone home with a broken arm. Ben O'Connor's out with, I don't know what happened to Ben. I think he just had an injury. Something happened to Ben. Chris Hamilton's still ticking away really well in the mountains, working for his team. But Chris is not a GC contender. But Chris will finish the tour. He'll ride really well. Caleb Ewan's been really quiet. There's not much happening. Luke Durbridge had to leave the tour with COVID. So, yeah, the Aussies aren't up there much, no. Anyway, still in there.
Big women's race, Giro Donna, finished yesterday. And ex-Bendigo Neve Bradbury featuring quite heavily in that, making a top 10 finish. That's awesome.
Yeah, big ride for young Neve. Her dad, Hayden Bradbury, he used to live here in Bendigo, and Hayden was in the Australian Institute of Sport years ago, and all of his kids have been good cyclists. He's got twin girls and a son. And Neve's over in Europe racing. She actually got to Europe in an interesting way, Robert. You know the thing they have called Zwift, you know, when they sit on the indoor trainers and you compete against other people on your TV screen, and we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, she won the World Zwift Championship years ago, and she got a pro cycling contract out of that. That was the prize.
Wow, okay, that is interesting.
But she came to Europe by a different way.
Hmm.
She used to ride with Peter Mullins' team years ago, and she had a lot of injuries and that, and then she got on to Zwift and it put her to Europe, and now she's in the top 10 in the world. So she's kicked on. That's amazing. But it's a bit fascinating, Robbo. While the Tour de France is on, they have a race on called the Giro Donna, which to me, that I presume that means Tour of Italy, I think. And the Women's Tour de France starts on the day the Tour de France for men finishes, which is still not really good, I don't reckon. They should be running concurrently.
Yeah.
But the Women's Tour in the Tour de France starting on the Champs-Élysées, the day of the big one finishing, the Men's Tour finishing, it'll go over 8 days, and they've got €250,000 prize money, and that's called the Tour de France Femmes. So at least it's a step in the right direction. But I think one day they'll run the same, I would think. It'll take a few years, but one day it'll happen.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, quite possibly. I don't know. I'm not sure, actually, whether it's better to do it together, because then does it still feel like the women are the support race or making up the numbers as opposed to having their own race? I think they'll stick to it to solo, to be honest. But anyway.
Yeah, maybe. But the Giro Donna race is a bit lost there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is.
Watching the Tour de France.
Yeah,
anyway, I'll sort it out.
Yes, I'm sure they will, mate. There's great brains at work there, probably greater brains than you and I, Noel. Well, allegedly, anyway. And finally, Nate Haddon, 17-year-old, great win in Europe. Another one doing well. God, there must be something in the water.
Yeah, Nate Haddon and Jamie Coles are both over in... He had his first win over there. He got on number one step on the podium, had a win in an 89-kilometre kermesse in Belgium on the weekend. So that was fantastic. And I think Overnight, they were racing a 129-kilometre road race, Nate Haddon and Jamie Cole. So good win to young Nate. They're only 17 years old. They're just young kids. Yeah. But it's good experience. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. Plenty going on, that's for sure. Noel, you'll catch up with Mark Johnson. Actually, no, you won't on the Sideline View because we are broadcasting out from the Sheep and Wool Show all Saturday, so a slight change to your regular programming. But that's going to be a heck of a day as well. But we'll talk again next Wednesday around this time on the Wake Up Call.
Okay, Robbo, enjoy the Sheep and Wool Show.
Will indeed. As I said, mate, it's the circle of life. You go from breeding them, shearing them, growing them and eating them. So it's all
there.
All right. All right. Take it easy, Noel.
Cheers, Mark.